This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm David Green, and I'm filling in for Scott Simon, who was really generous to me because he's letting me host his show on Pizza Day. What you're actually hearing right now is the sound of Bleecker Street in New York City's West Village, and we came here, I mean, for what else? To eat some pizza. Actually, we've been asking you, our listeners, for some creative recipes for your favorite pizza so we could have a little competition. And, you know, pizza's pretty serious business here in New York. And recently, New York Magazine did something very daring. They ranked pizzerias in New York City, and number one was Queste Pizza, and that's where we're standing right now. It's right on Bleecker Street among a ton of pizzerias across the street from one of those, you know, little convenience stores that sell everything, groceries, vegetables, flour, beer, soda, the Bleecker Farm grocery store. But pizza's what we came from. We're actually going to go inside and cook three of the recipes that you, our listeners, sent us, and we're going to pick the best one. So let's head inside. It's a small space. And the owner of this pizzeria, which actually just opened this spring, is Roberto Caparuccio. And he is already downstairs, hard at work. He was very generous. He got all of the ingredients for our three recipes. And as we speak, is already cooking away. Hey, guys.
How are you?
Jan Zislin Turkish pizza, Jeannie McDermott shrimp artichoke pizza, and Jen Dinger's Jen's Pie R Square vegetable pizza are getting ready to heat up. Can I ask you a dough question?
Sure.
The thing we see in the movies, the throwing it around, you don't do that.
No, two reasons. First of all, because it's respect to food. Food for us is important, and we don't play with that. America is different. They need to do that because the dough is very tough, and the only way you stretch if you pull apart in this way.
But don't play with it.
Don't play. Play is when the food is not good. Yeah, this is done.
So you're touching the dough. How do you know when it's done?
The colors, you see, the colors is more like bread than most.
Kind of like a golden brown.
Yeah, golden brown for me is good.
All right, Roberto, you got your panel of, you got a whole panel. This is your whole staff, or a lot of your staff.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll all try a bite of each one, and then we'll decide which. So we got a Turkish pizza from Jan Zislin. We all take a bite of that?
The Turkish pizza is this one here.
This one, okay.
So it's eggplant.
Should I let you savor or should we go on to the next one?
Let's go to the next one.
All right, so we got a Jeannie McDermott's shrimp artichoke.
That is easy. You can see
where the shrimp is. This is the one with pesto, and that shrimp is very prominent. And lastly, we have, Jen Dinger's Pie R Squared Vegetable Pizza. Everybody have a bite?
Yeah, pretty good.
Should we go around?
I like the one with shrimps. Shrimps and pesto. That's pretty good.
Yeah? Why that one?
I guess I like shrimps, I think.
That would do it.
Yeah. I mean, I like them all. I mean, I like pizza, but yeah. That would definitely go for the shrimp one.
All right, Roberto, the boss.
I like the shrimp and the pesto, but the combination of the two combinations is perfect. The other one was a little bit too much for on top of the pizza. The dough was no my feel.
The other ones just had too much going on?
Too much going on, yes.
Joe?
I'm going to go with the shrimp one also. I like the combination of the shrimp and the pesto. The vegetarian was good, but the shrimp one takes over.
What's your name?
Danny Bali.
What do you think?
The vegetarian one... Jen Binger, what was her name?
Jen Dinger.
Jen Dinger did a good job, because it was the only one I picked up twice. And I love
to eat. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, so it was great. Good job.
And there's a third bite right there.
Adriano? I personally like the vegetarian one, because the combination with the onions, I love mushrooms and the rosemary.
I kind of like the shrimp artichoke with the pesto. It seemed like a... And a pesto, I feel like, can kind of be overpowering sometimes, but that was... The combination really felt right. All right, so the lunch crowd is starting to come in here to Queste Pizza.
Yeah, I got some to go. Okay.
So I'm satisfied saying we have a winner now. And it's Jeannie McDermott, and she came up with this shrimp artichoke pizza, which tastes pretty darn good. So I'm on the street right now, but I'm going to give her a ring and congratulate her.
Hello.
Hi, Jeannie?
Yes.
Jeannie McDermott?
Yes, uh-huh.
You make a great pizza recipe.
Oh, well, thank you. I am so thrilled.
Yeah, I got to tell you, we were in Queste Pizza, which is has been ranked as the number one pizzeria in New York by New York Magazine. And the chef there, Roberto, made your pizza and the two others, and he voted for yours, and it was a 4-2 tally, and you won.
Oh, wow. Well, we love it here.
Do you make it, like, every day?
Oh, no. It's a little too much trouble to make every day, but we do have it, you know, now and then, and for special occasions with friends.
Where are you from, Jeannie?
I live in Roland Park, Kansas. It's just on the edge of Kansas City, Missouri, actually. We're just a little bit over the state line.
And is Roland Park known for its pizza, or are you sort of blazing a new trail out there?
I don't think so. It's pretty little.
Are you a chef by training?
No, uh-uh.
Thank you for sending in the recipe.
Okay, and thank you so very much. Bye-bye.
So that was Jeannie McDermott. She's the winner of our pizza recipe contest. We thank her for entering. Also, our other two finalists, Jan Zislin and Jen Dinger. And you should come to NPR.org to see their recipes and also the recipes from all of our previous contests. Plus, you can watch a video of us putting the pizza through a second test.
Taxi!
You can watch a New York cab driver pick his favorite pizza on the new NPR.org.